This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to the video game that came alive.
But this is a golden opportunity. We're paying above fair market value for distressed homes and revitalizing.
Do we look distressed to you? How can you bring back a neighborhood that never went anywhere?
We're reading out comic book style dialogue balloons from a video game called Dots Home. In an early level, an aggressive salesman barges in, peddling a cash-for-keys real estate deal. The game, a collaboration of creatives and community activists, takes players through the history of housing discrimination in Detroit with lessons for all America. I was there when this Dots Home 2D video game went 3D. Same dialogue, but with live actors.
This is a golden opportunity. We're paying three times above market value for distressed homes and revitalizing.
Distressed? Do we look distressed to you?
Our ongoing project here is called Skin in the Game, what video games can teach us about markets and equity.
Yeah, I'm a gamer as well, and this was just another fun opportunity.
When you're right for a role, you are right for a role. Jayla Jackson, lead actor, is set for opening night in Detroit.
This is literally my family's direct story about how we came to Detroit.
Christina Rosales, producer and co-creator of Dots Home, the video game, where this character Dot has a magic power to travel back through the generations.
She can travel through time using a key. So it takes her to the late 50s in redlined Detroit. It takes her to the early 90s in the midst of urban renewal. And then it takes her to post-foreclosure crisis Detroit.
The game's doing well with more than 500,000 downloads on phones and computers, but Rosales knew that video games like this are often played alone and wanted a next level.
How do we make it come alive? How do we make it a collective experience? The idea of a theater piece just kept coming up.
With money from philanthropies that included the Ford Foundation, a plan took shape. The team realized a live audience would need something the game didn't have, an MC. Screenwriter Tony Cunningham is co-director of the show.
The character of 4D is kind of this like Afrofuturistic game show host that has a way of talking to the audience that allows the audience to feel comfortable in making the decisions that they need to make.
What would you do? Should I take the risk and see what adventures lie ahead?
Here, it's choosing whether Dot's grandparents should sign on to a sketchy rent-to-own arrangement.
I just wish we could get along.
I'm tired of renting, Carl. We need to set down roots. And this is the only place that we can take our money.
Joanna Velasquez is campaign manager for the economic justice group Detroit Action, which partnered in this production that she connects with real-world activism, like overassessments in Detroit, where the official values of homes are inflated, maximizing tax bills. Those who can't pay the inflated taxes could get their homes sold out from under them.
It's still causing 1 in 10 homes to be overassessed.
And since we visited, a victory for Detroit Action's campaign, the city council passed a housing reform package that includes better access to data to help homeowners appeal inflated tax bills. After curtain call, members of the community are brought into the conversation.
What stuck out to me was the choice of to stay or go, to sell or not sell. I'm living with that now.
Dots Home Live is an argument that activism can improve these choices.
You mean I can change things? I have the power to change my life.
You always did. Are you ready to play again?
Dots Home, the live show, did two performances in Detroit. It's coming to Chicago in June and Nashville in July. And Dots Home, the video game, is free on mobile or Steam for desktop. We made a short film about this, streamable from Marketplace.org, part of our Skin in the Game series that you can point out to the video gamers in your life.